Now, from fast computers to quick creatures, how fast should an animal be able to move? And why are the biggest animals, which often pack more muscle, not the fastest? Well, that's what Yale scientist Walter Yates was wondering. And so he and his colleagues looked at hundreds of animal species and have come up with a new theory that successfully puts a speed limit on most species. Tom Crawford heard how it works.
There is a theoretical maximum speed that is expected to increase with body size. However, in order to actually get to any speed, you need to first accelerate. And that's where the crux is for the really large-bodied animals. They need much, much longer time, given their larger size, to accelerate. That's why it takes a really large truck longer to get up to 60 miles an hour than it does a small car or indeed a motorbike. And what we were able to show is that large-bodied animals simply don't have sufficient amount of energy on board, if you will, to ever get there.
Yeah, and in terms of maximum speeds, I noticed that, as you mentioned, in general, the speed increases with the body mass and the size of the animal, and then it begins to tail off and decreases with the large animals. It's almost like a hump shape.
Correct. And it's really fascinating. The relationship applies all the way down to insects well below a gram size and then reaches this peak at medium to large bodied animals and then drops off. Our theory does a good job, we believe, in actually showing what is maximally possible. But then how close you're getting to that will really depend on what your particular evolutionary group that you're in happens to have tried to maximize over the millions of years in which it has evolved. Think about leopard or cheetahs. They're actually smaller than us, but they are, of course, the fastest land animals. And there you're looking at a group that's really, over millions of years, evolved to outrun their prey.
And how successful did your theory fit the actual data?
So the first author of the study, Miriam Hirt, spent substantial time trawling through the literature, contacting experts, and in the end, we were able to pull data for about 450 species. And across those 450 species, both on land, in air, and in the water, we were able to predict the observed variation tremendously well with the theory that we have developed.
What can we hope to learn from a study such as this?
Movement is a really fundamental aspect of life. The theory that we developed helps provide a base expectation about what is the maximum possible speed for animals of a given size. It offers up a really interesting sort of comparison to then see, okay, how far in fact is a given species from that maximum possible speed. So it can teach us a lot about the various trade-offs that a species group may have gone through in the course of evolution.
Where do we fit into this as humans?
We humans actually are not too far above that sweet spot where there is enough time and energy, given this body size, to actually get close to the theoretically possible maximum speed.
Which, in the case of Usain Bolt, is a staggering 30 miles per hour. Walter Yates was speaking with Tom Crawford about the paper he's just published in Nature, Ecology and Evolution.